to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
It's a Tuesday. Check the watch. What time is it? You know, it's 3 o'clock. Hey, sexies. We're back with it. I mean, Doc Berry, hello. Little round of applause. Thank you, thank you, thank you. She is back, she is back. And Dominic of Honey Bunny ZA, also back, also back, also back. Ndiyabonga, guys.
Sure, sure.
So there's nothing technical and about today. There's nothing factual that needs an expert or anything. We are the experts today. Mm. I think we are the experts of our own lives, interactions, and opinions, right? So off the cuff.
Sure.
I saw this on somebody's WhatsApp status and I'm like, oh my God, I'm a WhatsApp status. I'm going to be thunder because content. So here goes. Hi, I'm very embarrassed about this. I am marrying into a man with a child. I work in the lab. I purposely switch samples to prove his son is not his. Mm. Boloi witchcraft. I feel horrible, but I also want a marriage without the baby mama drama or the baby. He's now disowned the child and the mom. Do you think I'm making a mistake? Will I regret?
Of course you will.
Hey,
I got it. Yeah, ikhanda lento ufuna ukuthi isuthe wena ukuthi ungene kuyo within your own perfection, whatever you think is perfection.
Yeah.
That is witchcraft.
That is witchcraft.
Hypo flow is straight, yeah. I think definition umuntu othakathayo umuntu enza kanjalo.
Ungene lebo ashintshe izinto ukuthi zisuthe yena.
Okay, ujolelana umuntu onomntana.
Yeah.
If wena you don't want the baby mama drama.
Yeah.
And to go as far as making a man believe that his biological son is not,
not his.
Ha, guys.
The streets are cold. Gustav's lang apant. So my imtoli lelong imtandayo. I will want to make it look as perfect as I want it to look like so that it can suit my comforts. But I tagatilo. Inganyabantu, she doesn't think.
And I wonder what her end goal is.
Jesus.
After 15 years, we ask with I lie. I'll tell me. So, Iparam, what means Ipar? And it's putting him tall. So, I'll tell me, no, Sakela Payan, a Kulisoban. She doesn't carry them.
The desperation to go into a relationship. Uguti, you're willing to go to that, into that extent just so that you go into a relationship. Like, what is happening with your esteem?
Is it the desperation of being in a relationship? Is it the desperation of control? What is it? Because there must be some sort of... their biological child is not theirs. Just because when you don't want a baby mama drama. Guys, what are we desperate for?
I feel like we draw this perfect picture. And we want to exist in this perfect picture that we have drawn within ourselves. And manje yena sekayithatha in a way eyokuthi le perfect picture yakhe ayidwebile, she's even willing to alter other people's lives ukuthi he existed, that perfect picture yakhe ngempela
ubusakazi.
What happens to a man when he does not see that this is what's happening? How far deep are you? Is it, because we can say it's witchcraft, a person has been bewitched and so forth, but there's a level of your consciousness.
Sure.
To a point where you are believing, you've raised this boy for 9 years of your life.
Mm.
From birth, you were even at the birth of this child. You've believed and you know for a fact that this is your child. Sure. But a stranger comes and convinces you that the woman you made your child with is lying to you.
Sure.
How far deep are you in? Just from the perspective of a man.
Yeah.
In your thinking and protecting your own sanity, your own integrity and your own family.
Yes.
What is a woman now? What is a woman?
I think I lento lena yagute man yagute lento lena, because I think when how you feel about yourself, I think it starts there. You know, like you mentioned with this woman here now, this lady here unenkinga because akazthembi, akazthandi and akazunderstandi, because now if you were in tune here and here, You wouldn't be doing such snide things. You understand? You'd rather communicate and say, Mamela, mina nenkinga nobibi mama wakho, how do we then work around this? But I figure lapho because she hasn't grown. I think.
Ungenelele,
the man in the feelings he has for this woman.
Yeah.
Ukuthi akholwe naye ukuthi actually usebenza eleba. Awubona ukuthi lo muntu usebenza eleba ngangihlangela vesayijike nje lendaba.
But I don't think you even think about that.
I'm a daughter, I'm confused.
To
love a woman, is it being pussy whipped? I mean, because women, people say women can get dick whipped.
I mean, I find it very confusing, Gamampela, because I've heard of so many stories.
Stigmatized, yeah. Sure. What's happening there?
I don't even think it's about the pussy. I don't. I think, I really don't know. I don't know how many stories you've heard of a man leaving his family to go live no that berry.
Yeah,
I guess what next? I got money for.
Is it more than the sex?
It can't be. I don't think it can be. For me to leave my child.
Yeah, but also, I don't think this is about sex. This is about her trying to convince the guy, ukuthi listen, aksu ingane yakho le ngobungene lab lo muntu. So, inobusayi
kule. And I think this starts way before that. For the mere fact that she... The finish line was to say, here are the results.
Yeah.
So she's been manipulating the whole time in bits and pieces for her to know this will work. She's been doing little things along the way.
Guys,
that is psychotic. That's absolutely psychotic.
No.
How do most good guys end up with trashy women and most good women end up with trashy guys? How is it possible? I mean, Doc Berry, you... I would assume that you've picked correctly, right? Because even in your line of work,
yes.
Where no muntu akho nienza ispanisi wa no itu an hlupi muntu.
Yeah.
Bese yakukhona bothi na ke. I must be a porn star, guys. I'll just make sex my content. Maybe I'll find better chances out there. Because it's almost like when you are trying to play on the clean side of the fence, not that yours is the dirty side of the fence,
sure,
but I think
sure,
you understand
sure.
what I'm saying. When you're trying to play on the straight and narrow side of the fence, I up, guys.
Men love whores.
Dirty little slut.
Also, really? Because you're clean, right. You're not trying to be somebody that you're not.
Whores so, how? Wait, so I was like,
sluts,
whores how?
As in
like,
it's feb. I was a lokshin, it's feb. We're shut a car. She's clean. She's not going to hide to you. However, lo omunye intazoyenza, she's going to portray an image to say, oh, I'm the good girl. I can do this. I can do that. And then when she goes into the relationship, then she switches. But like the whole, this is what you get.
No.
Men love holes. It's the realness. It's the truthness.
Sure. So there's a man in the studio. You agree?
Yeah. Me, I love dirty little sluts. But in the sense, Uguti, you know, the dirtier, the better, number one.
Okay, the context, and, guys, because does it mean now I must become a hoe?
Okay, so the context, Nailan.
Yeah.
I want you to be you. Like, give me every part. You understand?
Yeah.
Because now, I feel like if you give me every part that you have, you fucks with me, you know?
Yeah.
If you're not going to hide that, hey, please stick your fist up my ass, for example, you tell me that with your mouth. That's what you want to do. So you're on my side. You want us to, you know?
You're describing dirty little Ndondoni as your partner, okay, but who can really be dirty in the sheets, right? But is some other way in the streets. You're describing, if I'm hearing, a hoe in the streets. Like,
yeah,
literally,
sure.
A person, because you used the example, umuntu o is febe, e kasi, uyuzo shata kala, right? So that means... Are we speaking about the same context?
I don't think it's also about her being busy. I think it's about her understanding herself and being comfortable with herself enough in order to make the other party, even when unai, you're so comfortable with yourself.
But if I'm comfortable with myself, why am I described as a hoe, though?
Yeah, because
why am I described as dirty?
Because she does not regard the word isfebe as derogative. And when you are with her, you're comfortable in her so-called lowest points, according to Ilogish. And so she's okay with that. She's like, oh, it's fair. Okay, cool. I'm me. Now come, let's roll. Let's be us.
Yeah, no stress. Let's roll.
Yes, I am. Have you seen my Pornhub? I do.
Oh, do you have a Pornhub?
I do.
Really?
I have a Pornhub and an X videos.
Okay, please search yourself on my Pornhub.
Dogberry 101.
Doc Berry 101. Guys, you know the drill. Right now, take a break. Take a break. Go to Pornhub. Go search Dogberry 101 because that's what I'm doing right now. That's what I'm doing. You've got a Pornhub.
Yes,
for real,
do.
For real.
Yes.
Okay, we'll get into that. We'll get into that. Hold on. Here I am. Where is it? Where's the hub? My phone doesn't want to go to the hub. Why is it not?
Oh, and
to
please subscribe.
Please subscribe. How do you get people to subscribe to your Pornhub? Do they just like what you drop and then they go?
I really just post links on Twitter and then they just go in and they subscribe.
Is it Pornhub.com?
You were at the right place.
Was at the right place, guys?
Yes,
I just type one letter. It goes exactly to that site. Hold on.
What is it?
See what I mean?
What is it?
I'm over here.
What is it? What's the name?
One letter. One letter. It's videos.
Oh, okay.
Xvideos, yeah.
I love it.
I do like Xvideos.
They're good payers. I love them.
That I enjoy.
They're very good employers.
I type one letter.
And Xvideos, I love it because it really supports black sex workers.
This is what I've seen.
So with Xvideos, I love it because it promotes even the black sex workers. So, I mean, I'm for Xvideos all the way.
So now, out of the two, when the X videos, the quality isn't that great of some of most of the videos. Some of them are pixelated.
Some of them are pixelated, you know? I'll be honest with you, but the content is lacking.
Also, it's also based on what you enjoy. So, Konite Sibiza, we say homemade, ne? And then those are the ones that are at home, rough, no edits, no this. And then
Konale,
amateur.
I do enjoy amateur.
And then Konale, that we call you professional and whatnot. So, Pornhub, they surf between those. They don't like your homemade and amateurs. And then the X videos, they really don't care. They promote your homemade and your amateur content. So, it's really based on what you enjoy. Do you enjoy the rough type of sex or do you enjoy the professional cuts? Okay,
sometimes I think if you watch Pornhub a lot, when you go that side, you don't enjoy it that much because you're used to the quality.
The high quality.
Well, for me, I want to go to Pungayana.
Yes, I'm going to go to Pungalobu. I'm saying that loss is cool in our HD 4K.
Yeah.
Hi, man. I said a magic. It's like, why are you getting to. Guys,
and I also think it's so important.
I like that old school.
I feel like.
VHS.
I feel like it's so important to respect all kinks. The way that you enjoy to experience and see sex, we need to respect that and understand it exists in the internet in its all its variety, and there's a platter. As long as you know you and what you want to search for, just go to the person that serves you what you want to see.
True.
Can I tell you what my kink is of late? And it's a simple position. I swear to you, it's a simple position. But I think it depends on the bend of the penis, and I think it depends on the positioning of the mouth of the vagina, right?
Yeah.
This is now realistically with you or in porn?
No. I'm just trying to think realistically with anyone.
All right.
This particular position, I literally go for it when I'm looking for a quick fix. It's been a long day, like today. Yeah. And then I just feel like, okay, I just want a quick fix, Yana. Just get rid of that.
Yeah.
And then sleep. The standing missionary.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
Why? Is it because there's an edge? You can see you can fall.
No, not even. There's something about it that seems so intimate. It's like, I think because also missionary is one of my favorite positions. It's like a legendary position.
Sure.
Right? And I get to feel the man's dominion over me completely. His weight, I get to smell him, the sweat, the everything. Sure. He's pouring himself onto me. Love that, right? And also because I get dominated to an effect, to a degree, and I feel like I become smaller as the missionary intensifies, right? I like it. Now, on your legs, against the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, guys.
I say
it hits the spot.
So I want to circle back to where we started before we enter into other things. And I'll tell you why I want to circle back there. Because, sometimes ufuna ukugeja nje ukuthi uhlezi nabantu abanjani nokumema abantu kustudio. Ukugeja ukuthi, hey, maralo. Batla bona raka dula le balo ina. How does it happen that, because what this woman is saying, essentially, she has utilized her work to manipulate the paternity test results to make this man believe that the child that is his biologically, that he's been raising, is not his child. You understand? Because now, how does a man get lost? If it's more, if it can't just be limited to the fact that this lady is a good lay.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. I want your English with... yeah, man, there's no cake that is that great, man. Because I feel like I want to sex, ne, is short-lived. Short-lived. I want sex 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour. I was mangenile ku grandi. Then after that, if akuna ukuzwana, it's just... You understand? So if the sex is, that's the only thing, then it can't be, unless the baba alone are right
now. When you say the sex is short-lived, so it can't be that impactful to derail this man. But if it's short-lived and if what you're saying is true, then we wouldn't have so much chaos around sex, isn't it?
Mm.
Because as much as it's short-lived, it's a very influential and impactful part of our life.
Mm. No, true.
Why does it cause so much mess?
True. But now, I think what happens, Gule, I'm going to say there's that 1 hour.
Yeah.
Gule, 23 hours. What happens there? I think that also has a lot of bearing over less sex then. So now, if Sanyobana, this 1 hour, Nyakshaya, Nama, right, Nyak abuser for all these other hours, does sex, will sex be the reason for you to stay or you get what I'm trying to say?
You're,
in my situation, I was fine.
There are women who have stuck in abusive relationships because bottom line is that is sex yomuntu toxic imnandi.
Ah, shuti toxicity for them, imnandi more than the sex, I think. I think,
you think they're addicted to the toxicity?
To the toxicity. I honestly think that. Because it can't be the sex. And,
then where does the term being digmatized come from? Because there's people that get proper dick whipped. Like the sex is so good, they can't, they refuse to leave.
Yeah. But I think it's sex more... Ikipa umuntu emenshinini, iyomlalisa emkhukhwini.
I
also ganga gumnanda yet. Against it wrong.
Yemnand. I see little sex. Uganga.
Yeah, sex here, but I don't think it has that much bearing. Things could mean I get personal. You know, and this thing of being dick whipped, pussy whipped, I've heard this sex from women especially. Like from my bras, I've never heard a bra say, "Ash, this girl is busy with other chants, but her pussy's good. So I'll stay." But I hear from my chick friends who go to you know, I was doing snacks things. I could see the red flags. You know, but the sex was great. You know, it's what I've noticed. I'm not saying in Jalo, but I've noticed that.
Yeah, but you're noticing something that's valid.
Yeah. So outie, so for outie to stay and just say it's because of sex, maybe corner chemical.
But why all the time corner chemical? I'm not but I cook chemical. Bafazin.
Ah, bafazin. Corner chemical.
Aye, be chemical.
Yebo.
He shut me up on that one.
Yeah.
Men one, bafazi zero. So you don't
know. Yeah. I think it's a very tricky one, man, because I think it's also different for Abantu. But since Kulumanje, we've never been in those situations, but from an outside perspective, it doesn't make much sense. Kulumanje just came into the picture, and then now you raise this child. She says, it's not yours. And then now you don't investigate, you don't... Nah, something is not okay. Something is definitely not okay. Can't be normal.
It's definitely not normal. It's definitely, definitely not normal. But we're a sick society when we think about it. Siyakulas ngabantu shem. Si toxic, yes?
Yeah. Yeah. And look cool, I guess, taza. Like a tazego, but not leo.
You don't know where you are. Why Labobaba Laba Abanais, Bayotina Bashatu Umzuana Oi Chobolo, or Fisama Am a cake and a cheese.
Yeah.
By a fish, a fish and a cheese is a bowl. You come on with a fish cheese is a bowl. It is if you get Ibolile, is a bowl of us.
Yeah.
We feel like a funamantana by
you. Sure.
And oh, brothers, oh, nice. Why you turn up a father about toxic?
I sambe uprurman sambe hlusukunga sithembanga azi mina nginokusho ngiqhume nama out. I say, hey gents, you must always remind yourself that we soga and you are the prize. You understand? Ungafiki I'm not sure what's going to happen. Nah, lapho you're going to be in big trouble. You understand? And I'm not saying only guys should do that. Nabo chere nabo bofiki uzotshela no Tom uzitshele na ukuthi eh Tom ngakhuluma nami kanje because I am the prize nam. So it must be. So if kono one also, ntenga, awumoya wami ngidlula uzokushaya, and then you will.
And yes, my sis kumiqiniso, abafazi yazi singabethakathi. I don't want to lie to you. Resele, basadi ke baloyi. Men are trash, basadi ke baloyi. Cancel me, it's no problem. We'll have this debate on another day, but you know yourselves. I know my worth. This was an indota iti, he knows his worth.
Yeah.
Babu's a banning bab.
Yeah.
They prefer you ungayazi worth.
Yeah, I'm a little bit parry. Cause I cool.
And not necessarily like I parry, but like.
But ish. That is like a man.
And I don't understand why. Women want to know their worth, but they don't want a man who knows his worth.
That's why I tell the chance, but fair too.
You because a man can say, when a man knows his worth, then that means he can overtly say on public platforms, I don't date women of this size.
Yes.
Women can say, I don't like men with six packs.
Or short men.
And then when a man says the specifics of what he likes, then you're body shaming.
Yes.
How nini guys? Why little so?
Yeah.
I won't date a broke man. But you're broke, wena. Wena. When I'm mad. I won't date a broke man.
Hey.
Why are we like this?
It's
weird, eh?
So I mean,
do you agree, disagree?
I don't know. I think personally, I love a man that does like... Oh, in daughter that gives instructions. I take instructions. I love being I'm the submissive type of girl.
Yeah.
And so then you can't be in my space if you're not dominant. And if you're not dominant, the gushugutsi njevele, you don't know your worth. So mina ngiyam enjoy umuntu that gives instructions, that gives direction, strong. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
So I feel like ukuthi mhlawumbe asifani.
Asifani.
Bakhona abantu abathanda ukuthi ba dictatorwe and then bakhona abantu bathanda ukudictator. So I think ukuthi nanokuthi it's important ukuthi understand ukuthi wena where do you fall under the spectrum? Yeah.
You do sex with your men, ne?
Yes, I do.
I found. Yes, you do. You do sex professionally.
Well, sex work, yes.
Sex work with your partner.
Yes.
Why kufake any mask? Why kufake any mask? Ngenile ku Pornhub, by the way. Ngenile, I'm inside. Pinakant.
Ngababonisi la ku YouTube.
No. Dogberry 101. Nyege, YouTube.
Yes, I do sex work with my man. He covers his face.
Why nafaki mask when nafaki mask?
Because he works in a professional space, and yes, and he would like to stay in that professional space for as long as he wants to. And Mina, I'm the one that's who.
Are you? Excuse, I'm a free subscriber.
It's the ad. You can say, are you alone?
You won't finish this game in 20. You won't last 20 seconds.
Please watch those ads till the end. It pays our bills.
Doesn't pay your bills.
It really does.
I'm watch till the end now. Okay, we're skipping.
Don't skip the ads.
I just skip the ad. Oh, please subscribe on Pornhub, Dogberry 101. By the way, you must know, sex work is still work, right?
Yes. Sure.
I don't understand people that judge people for sex work. It's like, okay, well, I mean, they have sex for fun because it can be a mindless sport as well, you know?
Yeah.
A bit like intentional. So I want to hear these sound effects. Oh, yeah, ekta girl. Tingbo. Guys, I'm going to subscribe. Just come over to check. I'm going to get a little fast forward. I'm going to get a little bit. I'm going to get a little bit. I'm going to get a little bit. I'm going to get a little bit.
And also we're catering for some people that love the storyline because our kinks are not the same. Our kinks are not the same.
Serious?
My God, you hear weird stories out there.
Really?
What?
So you say the kinks are not the same. Let's explore these kinks. Girl, you on Instagram and you on Pornhub. This is insane. I can't even believe.
Sure.
That's why I lost my first Instagram.
Like, account. And imagine Ulvalile. It's like, what's going on? It's a mindfuck. It's like, what's going on? I don't know what to do with myself. What the hell? I just saw your vagina and you got pink pants on. What's going on?
And I'm the so fuck? Comfortable with it. Yeah, I just feel sad, maybe, for somebody that feels like it's uncomfortable because nudity for me, like, it's not nudity. But yeah, kinks are not the same. I feel like we must embrace all kinks. And kukhona abantu that like the storyline, kukhona abantu abathanda ukungena endabeni. And if you want the storyline, then you come to me. If ufuna umuntu ongena endabeni, then you go to someone else because the platter is just so broad when it comes to porn.
Sure.
And we just like exploring sex in different ways and we must embrace that.
Sure.
Why do we make porn such a terrible thing though? Like even just talking about visiting a website, like right now, I don't know how many people in the corporate industry would have had hopes of working with me, but then they hear me speaking on a platform like this, and then they decide in their boardrooms, oh, she vibes with sex on this crass side of the fence. Let's not touch her. I don't even understand that because, number one, even in your personal capacity, you know this for a fact, sometimes the dirtier, the better.
Yeah,
the kinkier, the sexier.
Oh, yes.
Right? And then we make these superficial judgments over superbly liberated people.
Sure.
And an industry that's just... And it helps us.
I don't think it's really about porn. I think sex in itself, it's being demonized. And I think it's because, we are so strongly based when it comes to our religion. And then our religion was what demonized the whole topic of sex, the whole topic of LGBTQIAA+, the whole topic of having sex openly, the whole topic of polygamy. Like, sex in itself is just demonized and it's just looked at and shunned upon as something that shouldn't be openly explored. And therefore, porn is just like... in the dustbin.
Yeah, with the triple six.
Don't
there.
You dare. Like she's lost it. Sure. But it's actually a business.
Yeah.
Your entry into the porn industry, how old were you? And what inspired you? Because I mean, I remember from the first episode, no? Yeah, Dina on Sex and Stuff. I had you as a guest, yeah. Right? And I knew by the end of that episode that you're going to have to come back because your voice, outside of my own voice, was also like silenced by, I think, the religious voice in the room. And I saw your facial expression sometimes. And I was like, oh, man, I want to talk to Darkberry because I think outside of the limitation of having to show respect to other people when you can just be yourself, there might be a story there. Why did you choose porn?
First, I need to stop that. I need to stop expressing myself facially.
Why
stop?
Like, stop? Stop my memes. Stop my memes.
But yeah, I started when I was 30. I went into corporate.
30?
Yes, I did corporate. I didn't like corporate. I was a quantity surveyor by profession, and then COVID happened, and I stopped working. And then Colin Fega episode happened in the podcast and Chill Network. Yeah. I knew nothing about porn, and then that's when I was just like, hey, Ganti, kunimali, okay, I'm in. And then that's when I started exploring porn, and that's when I began. It was in 2021, 2 years ago. I'm 2 years
really?
Into the industry now, yes. And that's when I started doing
For
porn.
Most, that's a late start, because a lot of people would say, like, do things like this in your early 20s.
But
know.
That's only for Americans that are in industry, like abashutsa nabo brazers, and they want the young teen looking. Yeah. But right now, we're more open, and you can open your own platform, and you can do whatever you want. Kunabo gogo kuPornhub kunomuntu osecha granny getting fucked.
Yes.
You know, can I be honest with you? I really just want to be honest with everyone. My searches on Pornhub ever since, and not just Pornhub, but various porn sites, ever since deciding to venture into this podcast, have been very wide and abstract. I saw people that have the largest foreskin under the sun because foreskin is a kink and a fetish for other people.
So beautiful.
And I'm like, "Lo baba usashaweni uphetula na inyama ezingapheli lana kanti shofika nini kule
bibilini."
Faka manzi.
We all have a space when it comes to porn and you actually don't like
And the actual penis is like Finding Nemo in the skin. It's like, "Where are you?"
And there's somebody that gets off of that.
There's somebody that gets off.
Ofuna ibele elifika lapha phansi edolweni. Uthi mina ngilifuna ibele eli perky. Fun kono munto ti ngifuna oma fehle fehle. Buno munto ti, I want her skinny. And I feel like it's so beautiful. It was everybody finds a space where they can be comfortable with themselves and explore sex in a way that they are comfortable with and making another person comfortable. Ugutsi, we're all in an environment where we're just enjoying sex.
Can I ask a question about porn stars, right? Why does your aesthetic have to be on the wild side of the extreme? Like, imagine pegging the eyelash. Magui eyelash. Liba yi eyelash. Magui yi zipo. Ba yi zipo. Mag zoba u pink lipstick. Uba u pink lipstick. Mag zoba yi eyebro.
Yeah.
Oh, ya fana je. Ubning benu je. Ama eyebro wenu. Ngati nsebenza la pana. Ya bona lama grocery stores la.
Yeah.
Guba extra, man. Guba extra. Why is the porn aesthetic?
Yeah.
Very much on that extreme side of the fence and not subtle at all. Who made the rule in the porn industry?
I think it would be...
that you must look as shocking as what you're shocking. About to do.
I think, I don't know, porn when we boogie, I think it wouldn't be fair, mhlampe, to judge the industry based on Udak Berry with the green nails and lashes. Mm. But bakhona really who are just natural. And njengoba sishilo ukuthi variety is so important. Ukuthi somebody explores exactly what they want to see and they can search it. Kodwa mina njengoba nje, it doesn't judge what's happening within the industry. No. I'm just me. Oh. And then kunomuntu who finds me attractive. And I love the fact that I don't have to change me in order to look attractive, whatever media has defined as attractive. I can be comfortable within my space. Yeah. And then I attract people who regard me as attractive.
As attractive,
I think more often than not, ne, abaningi vele are extra. You know, because
they are,
porn,
right?
At the end of the day, is porn a visual thing. Now, because it's a visual thing, now you want to strike obvious, you know? And now we as the society have created what sexy is. You understand? So now it's industry standard, and we're not saying like models, you know? Bathola bangaka, and that's what is considered as sexy. Not taking away ukuthi... Ngithanda ithick mina, ngithanda size 36, you know, it's my thing. But the way the industry is structured, there's still a lot of that in the porn industry. Because now if you have to look at it, Juba Ushuti, there's a lot of porn where umuntu uthanda like big, and but there aren't as many as the slim, although there are a lot there. So I think the way the industry is structured as well plays into that. Because now, if fishnet stocking, how many porn stars have that?
My God. Because... I just saw a scene of yours in it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I don't like that. I think, Uguti, if we're going to place that blanket, then it means, Uguti, we need to place that blanket even when it comes with a big dick. Mm-hmm. Because on Pornhub, it's filled with big dicks. Yeah. But then, in reality, mina ngijolile mina. Angazi ngawo emfazi. Well, mhlawumbe you haven't seen dicks like I have, but I've seen a lot of dicks.
Oh, yeah?
They're not as big as what you see on porn sites.
Some of them really do look like they need additional help to be carried into the vagina. It's like, what are you doing with all that meat? It's like, oh my God.
Exactly, and they are the dicks that exist in porn. Mm. But like, in reality, it's like, oh, it's the medium size, it's the this, it's the this. And so then, if we're going to blanket the situation based on what we are seeing on porn sites, which we will see, we are excluding a huge number of people that should actually, we're supposed to be creating comfort for them so that they enjoy their sex the way banga corn.
No, I get you 100%. And I think what I'm trying to say is that, okay, let me backtrack a bit. In the previous episode, I had mentioned Uti, porn is a bit unrealistic if you're going to look at it as the only form of education to go into something, you understand?
Do we even go to porn as a form of education? I don't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Do some of us actually go to porn as a form of
sex education?
Sex education. Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose position education.
Positions, yes.
Yeah, I learned positions actually from porn stars. I'll be honest. Nyanbong.
So, We need to be honest. We're not going to run away from it. Because when you go to porn, what you see is not what really is out there in Joba Osho. Because now when you see the big black dick, zingaga, zonke, you understand? And in reality, Abu Konjalo, when you watch porn, look, growing up, porn has shifted into different, maybe I understand more different sizes, my fetish are different and whatnot. But what I'd always go for is big black booty. You know, because it was a thing. Okay. It was always popular. My DVD got the Puma, Snoop Dogg, none. The ass was the focus. You understand? But I'm sure had it not been that when I was in my teens, I would have been into something else. But now, so what I'm saying is that when you go to porn and think of Anjalo in reality, that's a very big mistake. But however, the reality is that porn portrays big dick as the ultimate top thing.
100%.
And it's not the truth. It's not the truth, you know. 100%. Whichever kind of perky boobs, abachulugi, they look like mzinzila unugi. They just look so, you know,
perfect.
Unless you go to amateur job or show.
Yes.
And, you know.
Yes. I sexy akho nomuntu akho when the camera's not rolling. Is it the same as when the camera is rolling? or do you actually put on a performance?
I the thing is with my man, we do homemade, we do amateur, so we are really real. Like, we really just put on a stand, we put on a camera, we just have
those. Is it when you are horny, or do you wait to be horny and then set everything? I'm just trying to think of this from a relationship perspective.
Sure.
Where as a couple, you are now monetizing the thing that you enjoy the most, right? You said you started porn, you're 2 years in the game now?
Yeah.
You started 2020?
Yeah. 2021. Yeah.
Were you guys dating before you started porn?
No, we were not dating.
Where did you meet? Were you on a porn set?
I met him because I was shooting, and then I had booked a hotel, and I had also booked for videographers. It was okay, please shoot me. And then the guy that was supposed to fuck me on that night, he just disappeared because he was like, oh, I'm nervous. I don't think I can do this. And then I called this girl. She's very...
Ooh, hold on. Backtrack. Uh-huh. The guy that was supposed to smash on the night, he was nervous.
Yeah.
He was like, I can't do this. Umthola pinalo, unevas.
I'm my ex, my enemy of progress.
Are you even considering if the ex is in a relationship?
I don't even care. I want money. I'm scared. So I phoned Zulu Bab. She's also a porn star in South Africa.
Zulu Bab.
Yes.
Okay.
So she has guys, like a list of guys that have big dicks. So I said, Nigo, you want to push your con. I was a colleague. We had sex the first time. And then the second time he wanted to repeat it and he was calling me. I said, hey, stop calling me.
It is work.
Lalela.
Hold on. Let's backtrack. Oh, where? Yo, I want to, guys, you've got no excuse to be single. Find a friend who has porn. There's a career. So hold on. So he comes.
Yes.
Okay, before he actually comes.
Yes.
He comes to the hotel. Okay. By the way, I must let you know, apparently you are top rated by Sol Penduga as a porn star who knows her thing. So, I mean, child, if you want to learn anything, take out a notebook and a pencil, because she in the building. So he arrives at the hotel. HIV test, organjani, condom, organjani, please break it down.
Fast, Opti-spot. And Saul actually gave me the topic. I'm actually like a feminist. And then he was like, no, express it on your videos.
It's expressionist.
I'm a feminist.
Yeah.
And he was like, express it on your videos. I'm like, I'm not so sure about men. He's like, express that on your videos and then get stigmatized. So I was like, okay.
There's a story,
men are trash. Sure. Yeah, men are trash. And then he dicked me down. And I was like, men are not trash. I'm enjoying this dick.
It's how comfortable you are with the language for me. Because a lot of people, I can guarantee you watching right now, a lot of girls cringe.
Really?
Cringe.
Okay, because it's vulgar?
I don't know why, because dick is dick. It's a slang for a penis is dick.
Yeah.
And in our language, I don't understand why we get so uncomfortable, especially when we speak it in our language. It's like it has to be said in English for it to be palatable. But and these are our languages, so why do we make it uncomfortable? Sure. Girl, you were telling me a story. Let me take a sip.
Off camera. Sure. And I'm like, I don't want to have sex with you off camera. I only do sex on camera.
Sure.
And he's like, no, I just want you to be comfortable.
Yeah.
But like, I came on that off camera because he wanted me to be comfortable.
Is this you, sir?
I know.
Bro, scared.
I'm going to go to the house.
What the fuck, guys? This is my mind fuck about the porn industry.
A savvy band.
I mean, guys. I'm not cheating society in the porn industry. Industry, I won. I'm going to tell why. Because let test lay up this podcast and savvy the 3 months.
Seven. The pussy prep pen. Realistically speaking, utatu munduku.
Shava vulega.
Realistically speaking, 90 days bafethu ubakhona abantu abamlindayo. Umuntu uyamthanda umhalele, uzomlinda 90 days ayikahle wena ungazodlala. Ingane imile izinqa zithe. Isitho sithi uzomlinda 90 days wena. Uzophuza amaphilisi. There's other ways.
Aswafula amaphilisi. Ayaphulana nawe and iba into permanent lamaphilisi.
No, Tina, again, umsebenzi wethu amaphilisi kumele siwaphuze.
Yeah.
Yes.
So can I ask you something? Why go porn? For you, like, would you do porn with a condom? Or it's not part of your brand or you just...
I've done porn with a condom the first time, and then my viewers, the comments, they were like, porn with a condom is not sexy. Porn with a condom doesn't look nice.
I'm one of those viewers, I'll be honest.
So, nifuna tina sibe at risk, but nina nisi.
We're not saying be at risk. No, we're not saying be at risk. Pella, you are choosing the risk to not wait out the 30 days. I think, I mean, from a health perspective,
sure.
I would just say that it would be very important. I mean, I can imagine myself as a porn star. Then I'm not going to shoot until I know that the people that I'm shooting with are, like, at some level, like, clean.
Sure.
Because, hey, lamaphilisi, nani, ngizifakele esinye stress nenye responsibility to baby something that I could have controlled and could have waited out. But then again, that's me. And I just think that's the only thing about the porn industry. Yes, I'm...
Let me backtrack. I see twist, yeah, ne?
I see again.
Msebenzi wakho lo, I podcast.
Yeah.
Mina umsebenzi wami porn. Wena ungitshela ukuthi uzolinda 3 months before ushoota I podcast because you want to make sure that the cameras are clean, the lighting is clean.
Camera
gapathi
AIDS, camera gapathi gonorrhea, camera gapathi cauliflower,
camera
yonke lenye.
But this is your work.
Yes,
Mina, it's
work.
My work.
Okay, well, we weren't able to shoot in a week. We waited that week out.
Okay, that's great.
We waited that week out. We were not able to put content out in a week. Ask the crew.
Sure.
There was a technical thing on the back end that needed to be resolved, and then we had to wait it out. Because at the end of the day, what do I have to lose? I'm trying to build something solid. I'm trying to build something special. You understand? So waiting a few days, and I understand by your content, but then rather than... I don't know how you're going to work around it, but there must be a way to work around it because I'm trying to put myself in your shoes on that day. An episode has to go out.
Sure.
Then I'm shooting an episode with a condom, regardless of what my viewers are saying.
Okay.
At the end of the day, I must communicate to my viewers that, guys, no man ngayifuni in a condom, but man funu buga mina. Ngilinde u 90 days. Ngiyamthanda lo babung pepa kamna. Ngilinde 90 days work.
I think it's beautiful that
we exist. And until uzongi condom.
I think it's beautiful that we exist in 2023 and there's multiple ways to stay safe, and we can do a quick test and we can take PrEP and we are still safe.
Listen, so I love the fact that you're defending that.
Oh.
And you're defending it because factually it has been proven that there are multiple ways to protect yourself.
Sure.
Argument, because ngithanda iargument engathi iya-elevatana, you understand, and we're going somewhere with it because you're able to counter and say, yes, I hear you, but I'm not going to take your argument and change my business module because there are ways.
Because uzothola umuntu tipa namhlanje we Monday, and then I'm on many vids as well, so they can tip many vids.
What's many vids?
Many vids is also it's like OnlyFans.
Okay.
So they tip extra because if you do, I can't give funny shesh.
Okay.
And so then I can't wait the 90 days. Finally, if you 3 days.
Sure.
So, melugu thing, utipe Monday, in 3 days, Wednesday, melugu mnigi video yak. It's my business. Otherwise, I lose the business as well. I don't want to do that. Sure. I chose to be in sex work. And that means uguti ama reswa koningawa understand. And that means uguti I will take the precautions that I can take.
which is the prep and which is the quick test. And
can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So much for you to get into the industry, ne? Like prior to you to be an
and
then you were like, as in spillion. Prior to that, had you had had you had my thoughts about maybe possibly going to the porn industry, or was that the?
Not even. I had thoughts of being in business, but not in the porn business. But I handled the porn like a business. So I had no thoughts of going into the porn business. If you're going to be serious, if you're going to take it like a business, if you're going to be on multiple sites, if you're going to shoot regularly.
My gosh, how much sex must you have in a week to maintain that content? If you're saying if you have to shoot regularly, what's a regular schedule for you?
I shoot every week. So once in the week, we're doing the sex tapes. And then another time in the week, we're doing the custom videos. And then another time in the week, we're doing the solo plays. So it's three times in the 7 days we were shooting. So it's not bad, right?
You're shooting how many episodes in the 3 days?
So with us, it's not really episodes. Mm-hmm. It's we vibing, we're doing clips. And then lastly, standard con, it's when they ask for something. Because I do Taboo. Sure.
Taboo the club?
Oh, no. I specialize in Taboo. So
talk to
I'm
me about Taboo. Well, talk to us about Taboo. Uh-huh.
Yeah? So I'm a kink queen. So the one OnlyFans is the Taboo OnlyFans, and then the other one is where I do my sex tapes. So the Taboo OnlyFans, that's where I explore age play. So that's the role play type of stuff. That's
so what's age play? Sorry, okay. when you make yourself like an older person?
Oh, either or. I'm young or I'm old.
Why does it always fall on the pedophile side of the fence with porn? Why do people always push for teen, young? It's so weird. Why?
Because that's taboo. Something that you're not allowed to...
Is it taboo or is it just plain old criminal, guys? Come on. Let's be fair.
I think also, when it comes to porn and taboo, we need to create a safe space for people to explore themselves in a way that they are not allowed to explore themselves in society. So we're creating that, say, okay, unayo leo kink ehlanyayo ukuthi ufuna ubhebhe ingane encane, right, iyenze la, gimme. Don't do it outside.
I've actually thought about this a lot, ne? Yabo leyo, you know, creepinyana, because now the line is very thin.
Yes.
It's very thin because chances are, let's say I like big booty on porn. Estradini, there'll be a small booty, a big booty. More often, I gravitate towards the small big booty.
The big booty.
The big booty, because that's what... So now, let's have my leg.
Because that's what you see in porn.
Yeah. Because that's what you subscribe to.
Yes. Yeah. So, this is a question. I think, though, the line is very thin.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm told. So now, Lobaba Lona 60.
Yes.
Mara, ubizawena ati, you my 12-year-old little slut.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm told. Yo. Sharp, asali, I kink yake.
Yes.
But now, gulabanta papaya laba. Okay, for you to be a pedophile, do you have to first do something to a child or have... So
let me bring it to, I want to pick up from where you're going. For me to be a pedophile, do I have to have either thoughts or have had acted out? Okay, let's talk about suicide. Okay. For a psychiatrist to say I'm suicidal, what do they assess? It's my thoughts.
Okay.
It's not necessarily in my actions of having attempted suicide, but the mere fact that I've got reoccurring thoughts of ending my life. I'm a high risk, I'm suicidal.
Okay.
So therefore, I must be put in some sort of isolation for some sort of rehabilitation process to take place, right? And different therapy courses that I must take and be brought out of, and be monitored to a degree as well. Because what you think, and it's funny, I was having this conversation today. I was having a conversation with Celeste and Utuma Ndando, Celeste Nduli, Utuma Ndando, Eugene Koza, and I was saying in this conversation that, you know, we take lightly the things we say and how we end up acting the things we say and the things we think, because number one, if I'm thinking I'm hungry, I'm going to say I'm hungry, and then the next thing after say it, after saying it. So first I think I'm hungry, then I say I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go and fetch food and feed the hunger.
No, sure.
So if I'm thinking of suicide, right? I'm going to start planning it. And then I'm going to try execute it. Okay. You understand? If I'm thinking of having sex with a 12-year-old, fuck it, guys, I'm a pedophile. Mm. Right? No, so I'm going to profess it that I would like. So I'm professing it by speaking to you to say, here's my kink, here's my fetish. Mm-hmm. Sex with a 12-year-old, right? That's saying it. Mm-hmm. And saying it brings you to act it out. Mm-hmm. So I'm now coercing you or inviting you to be an accomplice in my pedophilia. Mm. That's why for me in the porn industry, it's almost like, and mind you, I'm a subscriber to the porn industry. Mm. But in my research sometimes on certain topics, as I'm going, flipping from one kink to another, I then see certain kinks and I'm like, but this is wild though.
I think it's
pedophilia as a kink. And we're embracing it.
The only thing stopping them is cops.
Because they would act it out. Yeah. And I get what you're saying. Yeah. Because if you're thinking it, you are fantasizing and visualizing, and then you are manifesting it through an adult who can play that baby, that role.
Yes.
If the day I'm disconnected from you and my new neighbors move in and there's a 12-year-old, what are the chances that that kid is safe?
Maggie, hold on. Ngiyayizwa mina lento oyishoyo ngiyavumelana nawe futhi kunelanga ngingavumelani nawe la wena ubala 12 year old because a teen is also 16, a teen is also 17, a teen is also 18. Umthethelo walayiningizimi uthi i 16 kula sikhatha off kula sekamdala khona sekwazi ukuzenzela ama decisions wakhe according to umthetho wethu wala eMzansi.
Correct. 18,
no 16. Bible's and lay rape.
Guys, what is the legal panty,
yeah, the legal age?
Statutory rape.
Yeah. City 16. Yes. Right. Imagine ubuya gim when okay, you want to fact check, please do.
I love that. If there's one thing I am never gonna do, is allow any platform that I'm on to be misleading.
Love it.
So we must fact check because here we are serious about sex.
Yes.
Like, so serious about it.
Yes.
You've got your reason why you're serious about it. You've got your reason why you're serious about it. I've got mine as well. So I just want to check sexual legal age in South Africa.
Absolutely.
Right? We have to fact check. Sorry, guys. Sexual legal age essay.
Electronic, is this
it? Electronic, never.
Thank you.
One I third. Cannot believe.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. It's all right, my love. It's all right. Just tonic. He's just pouring tonic. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, please. Guys, this is a country that complains about teenage pregnancy.
Yes. 16.
This is a country that complains about teenage pregnancy, statutory rape, and all this bloody junk. Mm. I am so upset right now. 16. I always thought we're still on the legal age of 18. When did we move from the legal age of 18 to the legal age of 16? What is a 16-year-old?
They can't consent. Imag, waiting. Yes. With the topic that we are on with regards to kings.
Who's running and with this regards country?
We are, because we are not involved in it.
So you're saying for females and males, it differs. So it's not the same. For females, it's 16. For males, it's 17.
And also they say the legal age, the sexual legal age for females is 16, for males it's 17. Who the hell is running this country?
We are the ones.
Political leaders, what decisions are we making? Who makes these rules? Who passes these?
The bills are publicized and we are the ones that don't participate when the bills are publicized and we are supposed to sign off on those bills. So we are the ones that are running this country. It's just that we're not informed, especially when it comes to sex and all of these topics that are underground. Oh my God, it's not
so
that much.
Irresponsible. Right now.
And so then, I guess we are like, kings in him. So you are asking, oh my God, then we are feeding pedophilia, right? I don't feel like we're feeding pedophilia because, first of all, Lomuntulo, we are 17, 18, and then they are able to be of legal age. But see, this guy is fantasizing to be with an individual of that young age. But now he is fantasizing to be with that individual of that young age in a safe space.
But because he exists in a country that is filled with laws, he's not going to do it. He's not going to execute it because he's given that safe space to do his sexual kink. And then masekanga pumela ngaphandle uyazi ukuthi if I dare do this, ngiyangena ejele. So I feel like we need to allow people and be kink friendly for them to exercise their kinks in a safe environment. And then maga pumela ngaphandle sazi ukuthi lelele uzoboshwa.
I think, and one
of the things that I do before umuntu angena in my page, I put a message to say that, listen, we're getting naughty, we're doing kinks. I don't advise that you do this, whatever we're going to be doing on this platform.
So you do the disclaimer.
Exactly.
But here's the reality about human beings. You generally cannot control the behavior of another, right? And the reason sometimes we are warned against... And I get it why they will warn us against porn sites and, you know, drinking, smoking and all these things is because they are addictive, right? Anything in excess is not healthy. Too much of anything is not healthy. So when a person has a kink and that fetish or that fantasy has anything to do with children, that is beyond a kink. That is a problem. No, but the mere fact that, the mere fact that there is a conversation that is being had and an agreement of minds and bodies to role play something so intimate, so explicit, with the concept of a child at the core of it. You see what I mean?
Look, at the end of the day...
With the inspiration being a child, because Kwana Manje, you are saying, and I understand because this is on your side of the fence, right? You've got your disclaimers and you entertain kinks and fetishes of that nature going younger than your years, but you cap it at a certain limit. Child, I've seen on porn sites people expressing fantasies and having those fantasies lived of making adults behave like infants because their fantasy is to sexualize an infant.
But they're old.
It does not matter. Let me tell you.
Okay.
And this is where I'm coming from. It does not matter that these two human beings are an adult. Mm. It is the psychology that matters and the person who's making a request for a fantasy to be brought to life of him ejaculating in an infant. For me, that's like, what the hell, Annabelle?
But
brown cow?
But you also need to remember, Uguti, sometimes the request is not necessarily to see an infant. So sometimes it's the request to see a person doing exactly what you want them to do. So it's power play.
Infancy, dressing like an infant?
No.
I've seen that.
But it's power play based on the fact that I'm telling you to, and then you're going to do it because
Does the power play not stem from a fantasy?
Of course it stems from 100%. A fantasy.
Now, if the fantasy has to do with a child, the thought of penetrating a child before you get an adult, because the only way you can express this is through getting an adult to manifest this for you.
But the
unless
feasibility.
Unless if you're truly going to be criminal and go and rape a child.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah,
and for me, that's the thin line. It's like, where do we then draw the line?
I feel like it's not thin. I feel like it's thick because it's not feasible for an adult like myself who's playing an infant to become an infant.
Yeah. Okay, but look at it this way. The only reason I am turned on is because I am imagining fucking a 15-year-old.
Not necessarily. Another reason is because I feel empowered by the fact that I have made you.
It's a problem.
It's tricky
a lot, guys.
But guys, we shouldn't kink shame as well.
We're not kink shaming. No, we're not kink shaming. We're just saying people with kinks where they manifest, where they try and where they are fantasizing about sexualizing children, those people have a problem. It's not kink shaming. If you are fantasizing sexualizing a child, you have a problem. It's no longer a kink. You're a pedophile. It's no longer a kink. We're not kink shaming. We're calling
But what if they're doing it in a safe environment?
No, guys, there are adults right now that are identifying as... I can't remember what it was. I screenshotted it. I must find... I'm a MEPS. Men attracted to...
It's what?
Minor
attracted persons. Yes, there's a whole community. They even have a flag now. These bloody crazy minor attracted persons. They want to be recognized in society under this crazy inclusive
under a safe and consented spade.
No, not safe and consenting, guys. If you're if you're fantasizing, I want us to call a spade a spade. As a community, under the umbrella of inclusivity, let's go all the way inclusive, right? All the way. And unpack this inclusivity. Because now this argument is started by what? It started by pointing out a problem to say this person is a pedophile.
Yeah.
The fantasy of wanting to have sex with a child and manifesting that, that is a problem. It's a pedophile behavior.
Mm.
You're a pedophile. Yeah. The mere fact that the person that you are having the sexual experience with might not be a minor, but while you are sexually engaging with this person, in your mind is the picture of a minor, possibly even your neighbor's child. As men kancane, guys. Mm. Now there are minor attracted persons under the umbrella of inclusivity, right? Let's park that.
Kupugisumoya must enjoy sex. See that we enjoy sex in a safe space.
This is why I've got
and
a
we
problem
understand
with sex without the, boundaries.
No, guys. No, no. But also, Dinawa, it's also not right for you to be so emotional about a sexual space and trying to dictate another person's space where we have established boundaries.
I'm not dictating
you're,
another person's space.
I feel
but
like
I'm
you're
not.
Trying to dictate.
I'm not.
I feel like you're raising your emotions because you're trying to dictate our spaces.
No, I'm not.
But if we are sexually positive, then we're supposed to be embracing.
I'm not
to
trying.
Say, oh, is that how you enjoy sex?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think
that's true.
Think
but however, if me being in a space where I role play, school play, influences another person's decisions to rape another person, then you're supposed to come for me. But
yes.
Also, if
yeah.
I'm creating a safe space for individuals to express themselves sexually, then
I think
why are we trying to dictate
I think we're in a confusion
when it comes
yana,
to sex?
I think we're in a confusion, Yana, because now, Bokpegwe, the kink community, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my kinks are different. Mm-hmm. As much as you can have a safe space, you can't take away how I can feel about a certain thing. You understand? So,
sure.
So if I say, I'm allowed not to like it. And now, if I don't like it, no one should come and say, hey, it's a safe space, let them do. I can have my own feelings. Yeah, and I feel like umuntu, umtala, also attracted to umtuana for me. I'm still allowed to have these feelings. So umtala, in my eyes, I go crazy into leo. And I'm sure the only reason they don't act on it, because some,
okay.
It's because the law is there. So my point is, I have for 24 hours.
Now we're also saying, in the porn industry, now you're saying to me, I'm raising my emotions, I'm trying to dictate to people their kinks.
Mm-hmm.
I am saying, from a psychological perspective, when a person is fantasizing about having sex with a child, a minor, that is no longer a kink and just a normal fantasy. That is a problem.
Okay.
That is a problem.
How is it a problem
it's pedophilia.
Okay, ngiyakuzwa.
Umntana omncane, guys. Ngiyakuzwa.
Imake. Ubani ingane encane, and what if it's happening in a safe space? And what if it's happening in a space
okay, so the safe space, what is it?
Imake. Okay.
But safe space, you've been mentioning it. What is that safe
the
space?
The safe space is OnlyFans. Ahlanganana mina nawe. And then you are going to give me a text and you're going to say, hey, I want you to act like you're coming back from school. And then after coming back from school, I want you to act like you're taking my dick. That is a safe space.
Can I ask you a question?
I'm acting out because it's a safe space.
Sure.
I'm acting out what you desire to see.
Mm.
But ngiyenza kuphi on OnlyFans only. And then I'm sending you that video and it's a safe space.
Okay. My question is, who's this space safe for?
It's a safe for the consumer and the producer.
Okay, just go back and bump us. So it's safe for you guys. Because there's a wall between you guys.
Correct,
yeah.
Correct.
So where I'm going with this.
Yes.
Mqondo wakhe, awukho kuwe. I mean, you have the safe space. So ungale. Mqondo wakhe ukuphi? My dick is only getting hard because I am imagining you as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's say I'm the best role player. Animal what?
Animalistic.
I would have imagined you as a rhino.
Yeah.
And then only if I imagined you as a giraffe, I wasn't going to get hard because I want to imagine a rhino. for me to get hard. Psychologically, if flop leader, so who is it safe for?
Why is it if flop? Why are we thinking people that are explore within sex and sexuality only are able to physically express themselves when it comes to sex, but they are not able to virtually express themselves when it comes to sex?
It's not about
why are we restricting them? When your mind is sick, just because they can restrict themselves, I'm expressing myself when it comes to OnlyFans, and I'm gonna express myself when it comes to my sexual desires within your OnlyFans, and we are thinking they are going to act out those desires, and we are assuming they are reckless individuals that are going to act lawlessly.
No, wait. When I started this, I said sometimes, and I use the word
sometimes,
more often than not, that still exists. We can't take that away just because now we need to, I must tiptoe the facts. That could act out. So you can't tell me for sure, right now, fantasizing can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Ngiyahamba mina every day after span, ne? Ngiyahamba ngihlale eparkini, ngibheka abantu abadlalayo, abancane. Angibathinti. Ngiyababheka, ungibiza ini?
Wait. Is this space sex positive, or are we supposed to shun upon sex?
No.
We can't. No, you see now. This is my problem with today's society. We want to positive everything, even things that are negative. I cannot allow myself, as a responsible broadcaster, to positive things that are negative. Yes, it's a sex positive space, but guys, we must call negative a negative. I don't like to confuse my emotions and feelings with facts. I think you're feeling on the defense because this is your industry and this one kink that's being scrutinized, right? We're focusing on one particular kink.
Yeah.
There are many kinks under the umbrella of kinks, right?
Absolutely.
This one particular kink where a person is fantasizing about having sex with a child, a minor, okay? At which point is it a completely safe space to say this is not concerning to the least? Because once the content goes out there, the content lands in the hands of a person who's a pedophile and who finds this sort of content appealing, and this sort of content validates their actions of being a menace in their community, a menace in their society. They use it to inspire the erection to go ahead and do power play on raping their niece, raping their daughters, raping their sons, a pastor who is a huge person in the church, a Catholic priest raping the altar boy. You understand? Because these are the kinds of contents that people go to fuel a certain behavior. I come to porn to fuel my desire to have a self-fulfilled orgasm.
Imagine, as it's touching the topic, you say nekibita ge. Just say you go to say nekibita because we're taking it too far. Let's go to Egypt. Let's go to Egypt. We're taking it very, very far. Because I honestly feel as though this is a space where an individual is expressing themselves in a virtual space and they are allowed to.
Yes.
Even with thoughts of a child.
They are allowed to, in a safe space,
even
in
a
consensual environment, they are allowed to. And then after that, uyahamba, uyolala, nalomuntu ayolala naye, lalalala. What is happening in an individual's thoughts, you cannot dictate. I understand that it makes you uncomfortable. It's something that you cannot dictate. And I also understand you can have feelings towards it. Absolutely.
I think that's what's going on here.
I think you're missing it a bit.
Yes, I understand what they are doing. I understand how they think.
I see it. Yes. And understand.
But why don't you allow them
to express themselves in a safe space? And why are you assuming they will rape another person? Just because they're exercising it in the same space.
I'm not on your side. I'm not on my side. I'm just playing it out clean and clear. Can I tell Mina, there was a point where I used to masturbate to MILFs.
Okay.
Out there, because I had that phase. I'm not saying everyone that watches porn wants to know
what pursue. I'm not saying that at no point did I say that in this conversation.
Understand? So all I am saying, Uguti, I said in the beginning, there's a thin line. And we can't take that away because we know how sick people are. We understand. And imagine me having feelings too. I'm allowed to feel something. I'm not disagreeing with it. That's but I can express how I feel. You understand? Okay. And mina personally, lena yokskomora, imagine umntwana omncane for me.
It's uncomfortable.
No. It's not uncomfortable. It's not uncomfortable.
It's a no.
For me and where I come from and how I see things, it's a no. And I need to sense me. For me. And I'm allowed to feel those feelings.
Doc Barry, and I mean,
that's where I'm coming from. I'm not coming from a sex positive space. I'm truly coming from the understanding of our own psychology as human beings. Do we know when we've got things that we are doing that are wrong? When we try and normalize, and that's why I dragged in the umbrella of inclusivity. We can't be over-inclusive. Number one, we can't satisfy everyone.
Yeah.
This is just impossible. Mm. We can't please everyone. This is just impossible. And not everything that we feel is what is a fact.
Absolutely.
I may feel sex positive and I may feel that I need to create an environment that is sex positive, but I must then bring about the fact that in my sex positivity, this particular one of fantasies of having sex with a minor, a child, that for me is a kink to be brought to a pause and say, but is this a kink or is this a psychological defect?
That's because very incorrect.
I could be incorrect because with all things that we are enjoying in life, we kind of follow the psychological trail, right?
Sure.
To say, why do I do the things that I do? Why do I like the things that I like?
Yes.
Right? Why does Jeffrey Dahmer behave this way? What creates an archetype? If it's Hwanangliya Jeffrey Dahmer. What creates this archetype? Yeah. What creates the archetype of a person who can murder his partner, stuff her body parts in the deep freezer, and leave her new girlfriend to go find them there? Mm-hmm. What creates this thing of a person to believe a traditional healer to say, go and find an infant, rape that infant, it'll cure your AIDS? There is, you see what I mean? There are all of these things in society where psychology is concerned. And when I am following the trail of sex, I also want to follow the trail of mind.
Mm.
I must follow the trail of mind. Mm. It's important to interrogate the trail of mind. The minute I imagine myself as a porn star, the minute I have my client saying to me, and I understand that I'm an adult, but the minute I have my client saying to me, do you have a daughter? Maybe I'm just on one of those video thingies that we can talk with my clients, you know? Because, I mean, oh, you have a daughter. How old is your daughter? Oh, she's 12. She's in primary school. She's an absolutely amazing person. She loves poetry. Okay, enough about my daughter. And he keeps on bringing back to thoughts about my daughter. And the more he keeps on bringing me back to thoughts about my daughter, he's getting a hard-on. See what I mean? Because he's leaning into the minor to inspire his hard-on, and I am the one he's going to use to facilitate the manifestation of this fantasy, right? Nothing wrong in the sex-positive space, but as a person who's interested in the mind of sex, the psychology of sex, the power and the struggle with it, it's my responsibility to interrogate, to say, but I wouldn't want my 12-year-old to be used as a source of fantasy.
Well, you know,
I wouldn't want my 3-year-old.
When it comes to the source of fantasy, very, we've been disagreeing the whole night. Kunenginto engithanda ukuthi ngi disagree nawe ngakuyona. Ukuthi uyakhumbula ukuthi abazali bethu mabashade babashade manje 16.
Aya bam.
Ehhe.
But
there are a lot.
I've watched many documentaries from Muslims to the Indian community to the black community.
There are a lot.
I've disagreed.
Ningani
eshadiswa ithwaliswa umthwalo.
Bathi
osinda abantu abadala sizosindisa umntana ona 15, 16. Umthwalo osinda abantu abadala. Umshado. Because it was done, it doesn't mean it's right.
No. Asikho lapho. Ngikubuza isekutheni. Uyakhumbula ukuthi there were black girls that were married at 16, age 16.
It doesn't mean it's right.
But
But your constitution says it's the consensual age.
It's ridiculous. It doesn't mean it's right. That's why I'm asking right now to the fucking camera, who's running this bloody country? Who's making these bloody rules? You can't be crying about teenage pregnancy, all these problems in society, and you're still saying a 16 is eligible to know what's happening in their body. Guide them to bloody masturbation. Why are they sharing themselves? Why are you saying it's legal? Why are you saying it's legal? And that's my fight. And that's my fight. I would never be able to fucking argue like this on Kaya. I'd never be able to argue like this on YFM or any other platform. Hence, I'm here. Why are we doing izinto ezisisa emuva? Umntana omncane ona 16. Wazini ngomthwalo owenhliziyo nomthwalo owekhekhelake. Umthwalo. Umthwalo uba pregnant. Umthwalo okuthwala into enkulu, guys, into enkulu. Ha.
Singayimikisa emsebenzini wethu bese sibe emotional.
Siba emotional lezinto lezi sizithatha personal. Mina ngasho ngathi we're serious about sex.
Yeah, we are. But it's a matter of role play. It's role play because we're playing a role.
Infants, guys. Children, minors.
Well, I'm not playing a bloody infant. Yeah.
But yabona mina, for me, I think mhlambe le conversation wayithatha ngathi khonjwa wena.
No, but it's not
true. No, it's not true. It's not true. If you're a daughter.
Yes.
In a 12, 13, 14. I said my daughter's 14 years old. Ungitshele ukuthi ubrur laphayana, iklayenti, elifantasize ngabantwana. Ngeke ngimthembe phambi komntwana nami, mina.
Absolutely.
You understand? Ungamthemba wena. Surely, because you understand safe space.
Absolutely.
Le ukhuluma ngayo. Yabo. So I think sihluka lapho ke, maybe I'm misguided or I lack the knowledge to.
Nana, ukuthi yabona I dictatorship imfethu ingenelele kakhulu ngisho nasengqondweni zethu ukuthi abantu kumele siba dictate. We must stop this type of porn because we need to dictate our society. No. Abanye abantu they're responsible and they can handle sex. And abanye abantu they're not. Some people you need to tell them ukuthi 8 o'clock utshwala buyavalwa. Because usaphuza yena ngo 10 ebusuku ezinto engishoyo, and then kunabantu kena where it exists ukuthi no, they understand ukuthi no, this we're playing here and then lana we're having fun, yabona, and then kufikelela lana ukuthi we cannot dictate or see ama kinks siwavalelele ngaphandle just because kunabantu abareckless.
But we are allowed to also talk about the reckless people in a conversation where we're having. Absolutely. You get what I'm trying to say? Yeah, so I think let it be fair to both ends. To the kink community, if you can't have a stand and say, no, ungakhuluma into leyo, bese yanginvite. Ukunginvite, I'm gonna have my feelings and let me share my feelings. Don't take it personally and ukhombe. I'm saying mina personal. Yabo.
I'm tracking back to where this conversation started in closing. This argument started by me asking the very simple question, why is it that sometimes with kinks and with porn, they like to go to the lower spectrum, the lower side of the age group spectrum? You understand? And for me, it was fascinating to actually learn through you that the legal age is 16. I've got a huge issue with that. A huge issue. Constitutionally, the legal sexual age is 16 for a girl, 17 for a boy. Are we mad? Are we thinking straight? Like, literally, are we thinking straight? And then what constitutes statutory rape? Something younger than 16. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. It's irresponsible parenting. It's irresponsible governance. It's irresponsible leadership. Just because you cannot control the children, it doesn't mean the children don't need to be controlled. That's just a bottom line. It's a bottom line. Just because we cannot control the children, it does not mean they don't need to be controlled. And I'm sorry, but pedophilia is pedophilia.
Yeah.
It may be your kink. But if you've got fantasies about having sex with minors, children, babies, get fucking therapy because you're not making the sex safe environment safe for all. You're not making it. You're not contributing to anything positive. Umntana omncane, 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 ingane encane. Mm-mm. That particular one kink, there are many kinks in the spectrum of kinks.
Mm.
Many. But where we are fantasizing about having sex with children, can we please, I just want us to, right now as we end this podcast, let's let it land. Somebody, your neighbor out there is having sexual fantasies over your 11-year-old, 10-year-old child. And then they want to manifest that so they can stay on the legal side of a fence, still with your daughter or your son in mind, with an adult. There's still some level of psychology that we must follow the wiring. And it's not about attacking the industry or trying to run a dictatorship at all, not at all. But when does it become irresponsible? When do we draw the line?
We draw the line at the point that an individual acts. We draw the line at the point that an individual acts lawlessly. We draw the line at the point that the individual doesn't understand their boundaries with regards to the country that they live in and with regards to what angaboshwa ngayo. We draw the line at the point that the individual doesn't understand even the restrictions that exist within the space that he is allowed to exist in a consensual space. We draw the line at a point where he pushes the boundaries. La, even as a sex worker, I've allowed you to exist in my space, safe space, and then I draw the line la, where you push my boundaries, where you push the law's boundaries. But however, we can play, you and I, within those boundaries, as long as you and I are safe, and as long as you and I are consensual, and as long as you and I have spoken, and as long as you and I understand each other, then let's go, let's play. But we cannot kink shame, because kodwa umuntu esimenze ukuthi I feel as though they cannot exist within the boundaries of their sexual kinks, because, oh my God, my mind is not allowed to exist in that space, and therefore I'm not okay. No, you are okay, but just do it safely, as long as you don't act in a way that is inappropriate, lawlessly, and even unconsensually within my sexual space as a sex worker.
And we kuluma soft kanjani mara ayikho into elendayo, because mina ngithigimi no, not gonna my fantasies of abantwana. Not gonna my fantasies of abantwana, guys.
Yeah,
there must be some of us in society that are still left to say,
it's okay.
Adults must play by themselves. Pedophilia is not taboo. It's a crime,
it's
guys.
Taboo.
It's not taboo. It's a crime. Having sex with minors is not taboo. It's a sickness. There's nothing taboo about that. Fuck people like Olunga, Linga, and studio. Parati, you go, Mgani. Besi funu kudlala ngama sex toys safaka abantwana kwamosheka yo. What a turn off. Ama pipi waba soft. Ama juice wam ajike khoneni bewathi aya floor wathi ayi buyela wena. Namhlanje futhi angifuni naleyo sex angifuni.
Did I offend you?
Eh?
Did I offend you?
No, you didn't offend me at all. Did I offend you?
No.
No, I'm not offended.
I love
the fact
that I love strongly opinionated people.
I enjoy a conversation like this. I really do. This is just me. I'm not offended at all, at all, at all. You're also not offended. I'm glad. My God. I think many will be offended.
But if you find out about my other kinks, you would fight with me. You'd throw me off the window.
What sort of kinks?
Oh, sorry. No, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Sleeping.
Are we still rolling?
Yeah.
Guys, the podcast
no,
is over. I need to leave. What's going on? What's going on?